Hey guys, so last year, you might remember, I did a podcast with Nicole Root, who was on the Titan Games on NBC. She was a preschool teacher who lived up in Auburn, and she gets workouts in wherever she can. She's really busy because she owns a preschool, but she would always find ways to do a workout no matter where she was. One of her tips was she would go to places like Marshall's or TJ Maxx, and they always had that fitness gear that was really cheap, and she would accumulate it. So I took her advice to heart, and I started buying stuff like bands and balls and kettlebells, like you name it. If it was cheap enough, I bought it. So fortunately, I have this really great collection of home gym equipment right now, and I'm using it. So money well spent. But for a lot of you who are now finding yourself not only at home, but unable to go to the gym, you might be wondering, how can I get a workout without going somewhere? And the good news is that it's easier than ever because all this stuff is online. You can Google your way to not only some fitness, but maybe some mental sanity. Because right now, it is about sanity and not vanity. So I have a great guest for you today. Ty Texidor has been a personal trainer for nearly 20 years. She is motivating. She's a total powerhouse. She is a mom of two. She practices what she preaches. And right now, she has figured out a way to keep her business going as a personal trainer by converting everything to online for her clients. But she's also putting out a lot of awesome free information on her social channels, too. So listen closely. We're going to talk about why you need to work out right now, how you can work out, and why overall it might be a silver lining for all of us as we endure this new life that we're living, most of it at home, social distancing, isolation, all that stuff. No need to not get a workout in because we've got some info for you today with Ty Texidor. Who could have predicted that this is where we'd be right now? It's uncharted territory. It's scary. It's, say it with me, unsettling. Hate that word now. And it's here for a while. It's changing how we do or don't do everything. At Dying to Ask, we're going to look for some answers to some of the questions that we're all struggling with as we adapt to our new normal. Everything from how we work at home, how we interact, hello social distancing, and how we can fight to stay healthy against a threat that for once we cannot Google our way out of. Hey, Ty, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So let me, let me explain how we know each other. So I went to a fitness class that I didn't mean to go to about 2 months ago. I thought I was going to a different class and it was not going on. So I ended up in your class. Right. And I had been there for about 20 minutes when I realized I do not have any business being in this class right now. I have not been
lifting.
It was during the headlights. I have not been lifting weights. I have not been working with barbells. But at the end of the class, I looked up at you. I said, I don't know you, but I think I need you right now because you were so kind in the way you were, you know, helping me figure out what to do. And so I booked a few sessions with you. And that's how we got to know each other over the last month or so. You've basically
been
pushing me and yelling at me and all that good stuff. And I'm so grateful. I didn't know back then why I needed you. But clearly, as we talk today, it's for moments like this.
Yeah. And I live for those moments because it's just really important for me, especially for women, to just get under some weights. And if I can convert every women one at a time, I'm doing my job. And you've gotten so much stronger in the last, you know, 6 weeks. It's just been amazing.
Well,
so
I appreciate it.
I'm really happy about it.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about your background. You've been in the personal training industry now for 17 years?
17 years. Yes. I started with a degree in sports medicine. I wanted to work, you know, football and injuries and fix people and run out there and see what happened and see what went wrong and quickly realized that there's not a lot of money to be made in that field. And it's a really challenging field to find a job in. And I started personal training and just fell in love with it. I mean, I'd always been into fitness and I was able to take my assessment skills for injury and my rehab skills and transition them towards the fitness environment because everybody has something that's wrong with them at some point or they come in with something wrong with them. And I've just been able to rehab people and get them stronger. And it's just a fun environment to be in. So I'm just in love with it.
And so in almost 20 years of doing this and in being an athlete yourself, what do you know about the power of exercise in times of high stress and high anxiety?
It's just a necessary creature. It's an absolute. It's not a luxury. It's not something that you do because you just feel like you have to. It should be right up there with brushing your teeth and drinking water. Like, it's just a necessary creature that you have to put into your daily routine, whether you like it or not. You have to find something that you are willing to do and just do it. And your body wants it. It craves it. The more you do it, the more you end up wanting it. And you'll start not being able to go without it.
So the interesting thing these days, though, is a lot of us go to people like you. We go to a trainer at the gym. We go to the gym. We go to classes. We spin. We're used to going somewhere and having someone tell us what to do. As we speak today, gyms across California are closed. And right. There were a lot of people I saw online who were like, oh, not the gym too. So working out at home, we all need to know, is doable.
Absolutely. And it's not just doable. I actually I'm so excited about this time because people are finding a way to get things done that they just wouldn't have even thought about before. You know, like obviously the remote aspect of personal training is there. And I realize that might be a luxury for some people, or they just don't have access to that. There are so many things that you can do. You can go on YouTube. There's so many workouts on YouTube. There's yoga. There's mat Pilates. There's kids yoga, cosmic yoga. It's everything. I make my kids do it every morning.
What is cosmic yoga?
Cosmic yoga is a YouTube channel. She is fantastic. She converts yoga positions and routines into like Disney stories. And
what?
You watch it on YouTube. My kids love it. They'll sit and do yoga for 45 minutes. It's absolutely magical. This woman is amazing. She's worth her weight in gold. But there's so many resources. You can even go to a library and check out a book. You know, like it really doesn't have to be complicated. And even but more basic than that, you get household items. And then you just have your kids spout out a number and say, okay, they say five. Great. So I'm going to do five rounds of, give me another number. 21. 21. Great. I'm going to sit down and stand up and do 21 squats. Give me another number. 13. Great. I'm going to do 13 pushups. There's your workout. You know, like you really can just make it very, very basic.
Okay. So let's talk about, you mentioned household items. Some of us have home gyms. I mean, I work out from home a lot. So fortunately, for the eye rolling my husband did with all the junk I bought to set up our home gym, like it's kind of paying for itself right now. But if you don't have that space set up, oh, and by the way, speaking of a little bit of eye rolling, you have an entire like rig set up in your backyard where you're joining us right now. It looks like Venice Beach in your backyard.
Purchased my home because there was a slab of cement behind the garage that I knew I could install a gym, and it was the first home improvement thing we did.
It's fantastic.
I'm crazy. It's my field. It'd be like a baker buying a KitchenAid, you know?
Totally.
Like it's just, this is what I do, and that was a non-negotiable.
I love it. Okay, so we'll definitely share some pictures of Ty's home gym online. Yes. So you can see it because it really is spectacular.
Everything. I love it.
But most of us don't have a full CrossFit set up, you know, in our backyard. So talk about some things we could grab around the house that we likely do have that we could use to work out, starting with a cooler.
Oh my gosh. I mean, the possibilities are endless. You can use a cooler, fill it up with bottles of water, fill it up with old refried bean cans, whatever, anything to add a little bit of load to it. Pick that up, put it down. You can use paint cans. You can use your kid. Pick up your kid. Do a little buddy carry. Give them a piggyback ride. That is exercise. You can use a chair to like step up and over, or you can step onto it. You can use your stairs. You can go outside into the street and just use your curb. There's so many things that you can use. The possibilities are endless. You really just have to have a little bit of imagination. And you know who's really good at coming up with things? It's kids. Just mimic them. Go to the playground with them. What are they doing? Follow them. That's a workout.
Yeah.
These kids are working out all day long. You can literally just follow them. It does not have to be complicated.
Let's talk about like walk us through like what a workout could look like. I mean, people are really familiar, I think, these days with WODs or workouts of the day where you do mm-hmm. this exercise so many times, then you do this exercise so many times, then you do this exercise so many times, and then you do repetitions of it. Walk us through something simple that somebody could do at home.
Right. So the components of a workout are a warm up, generally a strength portion, and then maybe a little high intensity and then a cool down. Okay. Now the high intensity is not absolutely necessary. Bang for your buck, strength is most important, right? So for joint stability and for longevity, you want to really maintain strength. So if you do not have a lot of weights, or if you're used to using weights, you can always add what we call tempo or pauses, right? So if you're used to doing heavy squats, you can slow down your squat. Take 5 seconds to get to the bottom of the squat. Take 5 seconds to stand up. That will stress the body a little bit more. And if you're not used to using heavy weights, then just start incorporating squats, right? Sit down, stand up. But think about a small warm-up. Get your heart rate up a little bit. Get your body pumping. You can do this with dynamic stretching. You can do it with a little bit of foam rolling if you'd like. Get a little bit of strength portion in. Do like 3 to 5 sets of 5 to 10, maybe 15 repetitions at a lower heart rate where you're really focusing on movement, on proper positioning, and really getting some good strength work in.
After okay, that, so for example, what would that section look like? What could it look like?
It could look like 3 to 5 rounds of maybe 15 squats and 10 push-ups. And you just alternate between the two until you're done with your sets, right? You don't have to go as fast as possible. You're looking for quality reps, and you're looking for something to just stress your muscles a little bit.
Okay.
That can also look at, like, pick up the cooler, take it over your head 5 to 8 times, put that back down, and then carry your kid, you know, 200 meters in back, right? Like, you can do that as a strength set as well. After that, you can incorporate a WOD or workout of the day or some type of high intensity. This can be anywhere from 5 minutes to 12 minutes. If you want, you can do 20 minutes, but bang for your buck, the shorter you keep it, the harder you're going to be able to go. And that can be, you know, 3 movements, 8 reps of each, and you do that as many times as possible for like 8 minutes if you'd like, or you can do 6 rounds of 6 reps or 12 reps of movements. And this can be squat jumps, it can be burpees, it can be sit-ups, it can be, you know, it can be anything. It could be run down to the end of the street and back and then do 20 squats, and you do that as many times as possible in 6 minutes. You know, that's, again, you're limited by your own imagination. And all these resources are online. You can literally, there's so many online resources that have movement demos and options for weights or without weights. It's the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, that's a great. And then once you've done that part, a little bit of a cool down?
A little bit of cool down, yeah. Just take your time to think back on what you did. You know, you can lay down on the floor, do the same stretches that you did in the beginning, but now just hold them for a little bit longer. And stretching doesn't have to be complicated either. If you feel a stretch in your muscle, you're doing it right. You know, like, as long as it's not painful, just hang out there for a little bit, you're doing it right. Sometimes a cool down can be as simple as just walking around the block, letting your heart rate come back down, reflecting on what you did, laying down on the floor, shavasana, right? Corpse pose, just lay down, take a little moment, 3 to 5 minutes to really just reflect on how good you feel, reinforce that you need to do this more often, right? Let your kids lay down with you, have a moment, you know?
Sorry, for people who are used to a high level of working out, this kind of a time when you have races being canceled,
yes,
and things like that can be very stressful. Even though, you know, in the big picture, the race is not that big of a deal, it's hard when people have worked hard for their fitness to all of a sudden have a routine disrupted. What
Absolutely.
Would you say to people like that, me, about giving yourself
me
a little
as well.
Bit... about giving yourself a little bit of grace right now?
This is actually really interesting because I've had a very big mental shift in the last probably like 8 months. I have always been a go, 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 like the harder the better. I will beat myself into the ground. I will bleed in order to win. I've been a CrossFit competitor for a very long time, and I'm just super competitive in general. But that's not what you need for longevity. That's not going to get you to the end of your life in a very, very comfortable way that you can maintain this level of activity for the long run. So I've had a mental shift, and I've been really, really reinforcing this with a lot of my clients. Now is the time to allow your body a time to heal, to allow your mind a chance to maybe let it shift and allow yourself to relax, to realize that going as hard as possible or going as far as possible in a run is not the end all be all. Now's the time to shift your thinking and say, hey, you know, I haven't really been able to reach my arm overhead with full range of motion in ever, you know, so I'm going to take the time.
That's me, by the way, who she's talking about.
It's
true.
So maybe now is the time for me to really focus on my end range mobility and stability. Or, you know, I haven't done a yoga routine in 5 years.
Or ever.
Maybe now is the time, or ever, or maybe now is the time for me to do it. Or, you know, like maybe there's lots of CrossFitters out there that are not very good at gymnastics and are uncomfortable getting upside down. Maybe now's the time to devote 3 weeks to building your handstand. There's so many things that you can shift your focus to, and your body will thank you for it. Your tendons and your joints need a chance to heal. And this forced rest, I guarantee you, when you get back in the gym, you are going to be chomping at the bit. Or when you get back on the road, or you get back on those trails, your body is going to feel better than it ever has. Now, if you take care of it while you're in isolation, right? So eating garbage and drinking all the wine, not going to help, right? So that's another thing that a lot of people are going to do during this time is just go to the pantry and pick things out all day long, or say, hey, it's 2 o'clock. I don't have to go anywhere. I might as well start drinking. And again, that's where the routine comes in handy. Stick to what you would normally do if you had to get up and go to work, or if you had to, you know, pick up the kids from school, or if your day was still going the same way. But for those that really, really crave the gym and crave their, you know, their runs or their community, you can still do all that, but think hard about things that your body should do and need, and things that you've been putting on the back burner for the last, you know, several years. Now's a great opportunity to just dive into that.
Tell me a little bit about how you have transformed your business. I mean, 10 years ago, the concept of being able to watch classes online or interact with people the way we are, or to continue something like fitness or learning, would have not been as easy as it is now. What have you been doing kind of to keep your business going during this off time?
Well, I feel like I was very fortunate because a while ago I made the decision to change my business model to a more remote model. I found myself holding the hands of a lot of my clients for a very long time, and they were only working out when I was with them, and it was maybe 2 days a week. And I found that I wanted them to do more. And so I wanted to change my business model to be able to program for them 3 or 4 days a week, and for them to be a little bit more held accountable and more responsible for their own fitness. So I already had all that set up, and I'm so, so fortunate that I did, because all my one-on-one sessions went remote, and it's amazing. All of my clients have stepped up, and they have just found things to work out with in their house. They're sending me pictures. They're like, I didn't even know I had this in my garage, but this is what I have, and I'm able to program for them, and they're sticking with it, and it's fantastic. But I think this day and age, like, there's just literally no excuse. I mean, there's expensive programs, there's cheap programs, there's programs without equipment, there's programs with equipment. There's so many resources. There are physical therapists online pumping out free information. I constantly pump out free information about injuries and rehab and warm-ups and stretches. And it's just, you just have to start digging in, and then you just have to start implementing it, right? Like, you could have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't do it, then there's no point. So start small, find somebody that you like to listen to or like to watch, and just start mimicking them. I mean, it really does not have to be complicated.
Do you have any advice for other people in the fitness industry right now who are maybe didn't make this kind of a transition like you had done, who find themselves at home and maybe find their livelihoods threatened and are worried? What would you advise them?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been in communication with a lot of trainers. I've been in this space for a long time, and I know my worth. I know my value. I know that I'm important, and I know that people need me. And that's what I'm trying to relay to them, is that you're not a luxury good. You are a necessity, and people need you. And now more than ever, they need you to figure out how you can continue to help your people. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Like I said, you can literally just call them. I mean, FaceTime with them and work out with them, or, you know, call them on the phone, you know, 2 or 3 times a day and say, hey, put those chips down.
Get the cake out of your mouth.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, now is not the time to let off. I think now is the time for trainers to really step up to the plate and prove their worth. I mean, we're so needed now more than ever. People need us to guide them, and it's up to us. The people that step up to the plate are going to really rise to the top, and we're going to be okay in the end.
Well, Ty, this is all awesome information. Did not surprise me at all. Had a feeling Church of Ty would be pretty good from your backyard gym. What is a good way for people to keep up with you and your wife, who also works in the fitness industry as well? Where can we follow some of the workouts you guys are posting?
Yeah, so I'm at Ty_training on Instagram, and my wife is at Tova Fit. She's actually remarkable. I like to work with a lot of CrossFitters and injuries and fixing people, and my wife is the one to go to for the people that just do not want to work out. She makes it so fun and so inviting, and they love her. They call her the Mommy Whisperer. It's just fantastic. So she's definitely.
Wait a minute! I could have gotten the nice one.
Yeah. Hey.
Just kidding.
I am nice. You just got to dig a little bit. I'm like a blow pop. I tell people I'm hard on the outside, but I'm all soft and mushy in the middle.
So I have a request for you too, because I know you guys have two small kids. I would love to see some workouts you could do with your kids, maybe on some of your pages, because I feel like that's something that would really help people. And if we could just like push play from Instagram or from wherever, I think that would be really awesome. And we'd, of course, love to share that for you.
Yeah, I've actually been going live every once in a while from our backyard, because my daughter especially, man, she just loves working out, and my son will jump in every once in a while. But yeah, we've been going live from our backyard because we just make it a family affair. And for my kids, it's just part of life, you know, like it's like mom's going to go in the backyard and work out. Okay, great. Well, I'll go join you, you know, and, you know, they might hang out for like 10 or 15 minutes and we'll keep going for another half hour. But they get it in and they love it. So yeah, I've been going live, and I'll definitely start posting more things. Maybe I'll have my daughter be the trainer.
I love it.
What to do.
I love it. All right, Ty, thank you so much. Stay well.
Thank you very much.
I always feel like people come into my life for a reason, especially when I meet them in random places. You just make that connection right away. Ty's kind of become that person for me, so I really appreciate her joining us and sharing all that awesome information. Please take her up on watching the stuff she's got on her social channels. It's really good. And the workouts with your kids could, I mean, if nothing else, they're going to make time go by for half hour, right? Doesn't need that. So reach out to Ty and then reach out to me. What do you need help with right now? What are you encountering in your home as you try to live life as well as you can right now that you need an answer for, you need a hack for? Let me know. You can email me at dfitzpatrick@hearst.com, H-E-A-R-S-T, or message me on social media. You can find me on Instagram at runreadsip, DM me, or you can reach out with a message on Facebook. You'll find me at KCRA Deirdre. And then if you want to leave a note in the ratings or review section of whatever podcast platform you're on with something you want to see an episode on, you can leave it there as well. Whatever you need, I will check it and I can find you the hack. I'll find you an expert who can maybe just get us through this time. I mean, nothing's going to be like it always is, but it doesn't mean that you can't do the basic things from your home or wherever you are right now. Stay safe, stay healthy, and I'll talk to you next time on Dying to Ask.